big golf. I play disc golf.
All right, everybody. Dick extends. Welcome to the DEDGC Disc Golf Competition. Here's my buddy Zip. We're going to help commentate and document this.
Not big golf.
Let me open this beer first.
Not big golf.
All right, opening the show, we've got Disc Golf Rap Stars. Team Leopard is going to do a little opening ceremony for you. And then we'll introduce the rest of the players. All right, enjoy, folks.
Yeah, Team Left. Play disc golf. If you don't like it, then fuck off. We're Team Left and we play disc golf. If you don't like it, then fuck off.
The Citrus Man and I just came to town. Gonna make all you people look like a bunch of fucking clowns. Yeah, when I throw the disc, I throw it far. Throw the disc, I never miss. A disc golf star. Oh, there it is, set up for the birdie. Slamming it home for the start of this party.
Yeah.
Through the trees, yeah, right in between.
Play disc golf. If you don't like it, then fuck off. We're Team Leopard and we play disc golf. If you don't like it, then fuck off. I came to claim the fame, beating down punks to win the game of disc golf. Now watch, as the schooling commences, I smoke you up with chronic to mess with your senses. Now as I proceed to throw, you better watch close, cause your ass I'll mow. And in the end, you won't know what hit ya. My 150 Leopard just bit ya. Yeah. We're Team Leopard and we play disc golf. If you don't like it, then fuck off. We're Team Leopard and we play disc golf. If you don't like it, then fuck off.
Panama spoke spills the air. I see my target and I fire it there. Look out, fool, I got game. I'll show you cool, never the same.
What?
My forceful motion intimidates. My total dominance radiates. High five the drive and then I crack a beer. I'm the best, I'll beat anybody here.
We're Team Leopard and we play disc golf. If you don't like it, then fuck off. We're Team Leopard and we play disc golf. If you don't like it, then fuck off. My tag says number fucking one. Disc golf thing is fucking fun. I don't need anybody's fucking shit. I just need another huge chronic hit. And I'll take a 24-ounce High Life. Yeah, drop it down like it's a bitch of mouthwife. And yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I smoke more than Cheech and Chong. Whatever it is, play disc golf. If you don't like it, then fuck off. We're Team Leopard and we play disc golf. If you don't like it, then fuck off.
Stand and watch while I sling my shot. Back and forth and to the spot. Yeah, Team Leopard here to represent. Brothers here from every continent. Well, we wipe them all and we watch them fall. Team Leopard, yeah,
we got balls.
Balls.
Say balls.
Yeah.
Cause we're Team Leopard and we play disc golf. If you don't like it, then fuck off. We're Team Leopard and we play disc golf. If you don't like it, then fuck off.
I approach the tee, joints are rolling. Better take a seat, son, cause this shit ain't like bowling. Now watch as the schooling commences. Fire up the chronic, mess with your senses. Yeah, as I proceed to throw, better watch close cause your ass I'll mow. In the end, you won't know what hit ya. 150 Leopard, just bit ya.
We're Team Leopard and we play disc golf. If you don't like it, then fuck off. We're Team Leopard and we play disc golf. If you don't like it, then fuck off.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Team Leopard. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Yeah, yeah.
DEDGC, man.
That's what we're doing. Team Leopard representing. Oh, yeah. You know, you gotta have the confidence when you're playing in these tournaments, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, this is an old school tune. Let's kick it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, have a good game. See you out there. Smoke a fatty.
And not too low. I take the lead.
I own
the box. Released with speed and accuracy. With all my strength, I concentrate. And then I whip it ass over the trees.
way over them fucking trees.
Yeah, I got the confidence now, cause I realize I can throw it down low.
Load.
I break out my leopard and some weed. You can't fuck with my shit cause we're token green. Come to play. Beard in hand, we're gonna be acing today. And all you sucker chumps pulling out your tags, I challenge you, yeah, you fucking fags. Cause the box you cannot fuck with. You beating me is only a fucking myth.
I got the confidence now, cause I realize download, retain the power to unload.
Well, I'm so good, I'm misunderstood. I'm so bad, I'll make you sad. Step back, the box is mine. Step up when it's your time. Will I hit the basket, you hear the chains? Yeah, I crush ya. You feeling the pain?
Yeah.
I got the confidence. Realize
I can throw it down low.
Attain the power to unload.
Grab a shitload of beer. Don't whiss out like you're fucking queer. Harness the power to unload the disc flip. Sip that toke and watch it while you sip. And then hit some chains and sing like choir girls. Grab your bag and commence 24 ounce curls. And the hyzers you tend to lag. That's why you'll never get my number one tag.
I got the confidence now, cause I realize I can throw it down low, attain the power to unload.
I got the confidence now, cause I realize I can throw it down low, attain the power to unload. Team Leopard, Team Leopard. Yeah, yeah, T-Box 1, for you. Yeah, yeah, we're gonna get our other guy up here. Audible Sin in the house. He's not part of Team Leopard. Right. It's Team Boss. Let's bring him up.
Yo, yo.
Team Boss in the house. Now Team Leopard's back. We're ready to tell you how it's really done.
Alright, you ready out there smoking some huge bowls?
Smoke a huge bowl. The microphone, all the hoes move close to worship the bone. Now let me tell you about disc golf, and all you other punks can fuck off. You take a disc, throw it in the basket, get fucking drunk, roll out in a casket, then smoke a huge bowl, chill out and revive your soul.
Smoke a huge bowl. Smoke a huge bowl.
population. I step up to the launch pad, and I'm an instant sensation. Well, I hit my first shot, and you're mesmerized. By the end of this game, I'm seeing tears in your eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Smoking too far. Smoking huge bowl.
Team Leopard taking the box again. Making all the religious freaks say, amen. My name's Javon B. Got it, you better. Cause beating me, you will never. Now, when I step up. And after you see my action, you will shut the fuck up. And then know that if you ever challenge, I will whoop you again.
Smoke a huge bowl.
Smoke a huge one.
Smoke a huge bowl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I got so much speed because my arm is bionic. And then I sit back and I smoke some chronic.
What?
With a flick of my wrist, I release a deadly spin.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you see it drop right,
right
in. And then I
smoke a huge bowl. Smoke a huge bowl. Smoke a huge bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Team Leopard, we're out here. We're gonna see at this cold T-Box 1, Bird's Neck.
Hey, let's bring out the rest of the crew.
Bring out the rest of the crew. Here they come.
Yeah, yeah.
Got Team Boss in the house.
Team.
Sorensen. Yeah, yeah. Team Boss, Team Blizzard. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Yeah. Jenkins.
Sean
Jenkins.
Veteran.
Yo, yo. I throw a disc so ill and the dick extends. Y'all be running scared like the chickens and hens. Yeah. We're gonna wreck you, Javon D. That's right. I'm out. Peace.
Yeah. That's me. Sorensen, the new competitor.
Get ready, everybody. It's time for Javon D Radio. And now your host, Javon D.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, folks. Yeah, hey, I'm Zip Johnson, and let me bring in a very special guest to the show. This is a special show. There's Dick Extends.
Thank you, Zip.
How are you?
Thanks for everything. This guy, him and Javon D.
Yeah, thanks to those guys for having
the
us back.
The DEGGC would not be happening without... Now, Zip Johnson and Javon D's guys, cheers. Citrus, man, I'm always cheering for you, but, dude, you got to step up with
oh, all right.
Javon D's, like, putting on
about
big productions.
Man. Is anybody in the Citrus Man? Oh, yeah, he's got a big crowd out there.
I heard Citrus Man's
pretty huge. This is a big tournament, folks.
Citrus Man's GoPro footage isn't going to make the cut tonight, I heard. And Javon D really pulled through, and we got plenty of great shots.
We'll get it in there, folks. Don't worry about it. Let's also bring in a new friend of ours. Hancho. He's back, folks.
Hey, everybody.
Hancho.
Glad to be back in town. Glad to be here for the disc golf competition. It was great this year.
I'm glad you got back from doing the races and the pickup truck races. Is that what you got going on?
Monster truck. It wasn't a big weekend for the monster trucks because we had F1 back in the States here on Sunday, so there was nothing for me to do but watch the disc golf. Man,
F1,
and I was pumped about it.
Yeah,
I didn't see you around at the tournament. I was hoping I would, see you there and we could, party it up and watch the games together. I guess you were occupied with some more of that stuff, huh? You got some monster trucks to talk about.
Well, I was in town here. I just chose to watch it at the bar with some beer.
Right on, brother.
Yeah.
Thanks for fucking coming out here tonight. You know, we appreciate you commentating on this sport. We're trying to popularize it, and as you can see, it's getting closer to like the Olympics. You know,
Definitely.
Did you feel that?
Yeah. I do. Absolutely. It's a huge competition. Everybody obviously came to play, and I was happy to be here this weekend.
Folks, let me remind you, if you've been hiding under the rock, the DEDGC here is one of the most prestigious awards ever. Like, it's the biggest thing going on. You know, if you can get this belt here, you're the man. What do you think, Mike Control?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This was a stiff competition, and everybody came to play. The weather was fierce. I heard it was like almost hurricane winds out there today.
I heard about that, too. Did you hear about the winds?
Dick Extend, you know, you're spot on. The winds were just out of control.
No rain or fire. Yep. Like last year, I think they had.
Wasn't a forest fire, but I think Hurricane Sandy kind of swept into the zone and just kind of stayed there for the tournament. Because that's what it's all about, right? Extreme disc golf.
It is.
I mean, right?
Definitely.
You heard it on the wraps. I mean, and congratulations to Dick Extends here because, dude, this is like the first year of... you had people coming in to participate on an opening ceremony.
That's right.
Tell us about it.
I wanted to make this the biggest disc golf event ever. And pretty much think this one did. It rivals the Colorado Belt now. It's like, as far as opening ceremonies, I think I hit it out of the park. You know, I hired disc golf rap stars, Team Leopard, to open up the ceremony. So... these guys are, you know, bringing it on. I'm sure Javon D will have something set up for the Colorado Belt next year. That will be next year, 2013. Everyone's looking forward to that. This was like a real kickoff to like what could be done to popularize this sport.
As much as he's doing something, he's also slacking on others. I don't know, folks, but if you saw the tournament, we got a lot of coverage to show you tonight. And thanks to all the videographers. I mean, there was hundreds of thousands of people helping out the tournament and also the fans. And so it's hard. You know, you need security. If there's a million fans, you need them, you know. A few thousand security guards. You got to pay for this stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, remember how we used
production?
Me and Zip Johnson used to have to sneak in for this event when we first started out. Now we're like at press passes.
That's that Colorado Belt stuff. Now we're talking the DEDGC. This is going big. I mean,
I had a special pass for Mike Honchos here, and the guy didn't show up. He was just sticking out in a bar. He was like
the Mike foot. Honcho, yeah.
The Javon D Productions, live on the internet was just as worthy, I guess, suppose, huh?
Guy's a superstar.
Different circle, but, you know, you're right, Javon D. I make a special exception to come here for the disc golf because I just love it so much.
Yeah. And now you got the hoes flocking to the jock, like Javon D says on that...
To worship the bone.
Hip-hopping. Yeah,
exactly.
Worship the bone. That's what it's all about, folks. So, you know, if you, like I say, if you've been under a rock, now you know.
Like Honcho, this guy's been under a monster truck. I mean,
he's way down there. Just way.
We're trying to bring you up to the level. This is disc golf, man. Get excited, will
you? Am I not excited? I'm here, you know.
That's right.
I'm here. I'm ready to party. I know what I'm doing. I was eating barbecue. I'm drinking beer. I'm ready to go.
That's what. Yep. Cheers. This guy's in.
Cheers to that, folks. Cheers to that. Drink some beers, folks. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that was an exciting tournament. You know, the competitors were they were at their best, especially that Audible Sin guy. We'll have some footage of that coming up. Guy was just throwing discs like no one's ever seen. I mean, it was just absolutely epic. The power, the precision, the accuracy. You know, Citrus Man's got an awesome rap. He's talking about speed and accuracy. And Audible Sin really, put a stamp on that. And I think you might have some some footage of that. You know, we're putting together a video for these disc golf rap stars, trying to do a, you know, production for that. We'll post it up, and I think that turned out pretty good. Javon D, he was like, you know, dude, let's lay down some solid rap, Citrus, man.
Raps.
Backed him up. It was Team
raps.
Leopard. These guys were
hip hopping.
It's pretty on. It was an audience out there. It was
what the kids,
you know, a couple hundred people, not, you know, as many as thousands or something. As we're getting, trying to get this into a big stadium. You know, yeah. Talking like disc golf. It's going to be in the Olympics soon enough.
The Olympics.
We'll make it.
Yeah.
We'll make it.
Oh, they'll be
Olympics.
Lucky to.
It's already practically
they'll
there.
They'll be lucky if the DGC accepts Olympics. Events in their tournament. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's right. I started the first teams competition, and I think the competitors appreciated that.
Teams.
That turned out a little odd.
Tell us about it, because this is brand new, folks. This is the first ever. You know, there's all these, you know, people wanting to make their own disc golf tournaments. You know, the Hillbillies. You got the surfers, they're all converting. But let's talk about the teams event. This is the first ever. This is huge.
Yeah, it was huge. It was finished up today. And there's a couple of champions. There's two. Yeah, teams, a little different. You throw, each guy throws a disc, and you take the best shot from there. And you can really team up. You can, you know, if somebody hits a bad shot, a buddy can help you out. And there was plenty of that going on. And first ever DEDGC, we're talking disc golf championship.
DED, you're dead. Anyways, folks, we got some footage coming up from that. I think the control room is, we got that lined up. So stick around. What do we got coming up? We're going to play some clips from the first round. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, you'll see how awesome this tournament was. It started off incredible. Audible Sin. It was Javon D, of course, and the Citrus Man. Sorensen. This guy has come out of nowhere. Nobody knows.
Sorensen. This guy's huge.
Seriously.
I think he started... started something up there, like guy's just got he's got a real smooth,
he's brand new to belt competition.
Yeah,
And he just walked out there this year and he just really picked up on it. And I honestly feel like I might be wanting to sponsor him for future competition.
Really?
You know, step into the disc golf game.
That's what
you
I'm
know,
saying.
I thought about
yep.
Audible Sin last year, but I just don't really like that guy so much. And Sorensen, though, I think is the big up-and-comer, and I think I might like to back him for next year's competition.
All right. Yeah, what about Jenkins now?
Sorensen? Folks, this is unbelievable.
You know, I don't think that, you know, it's not
this
even a competition.
This is unbelievable.
A conversation about Jenkins. Okay.
All right. Sorensen. Well, back to Sorensen. Now, you want to sponsor this guy,
I think
huh?
I do, yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
That's what we need to get into the Olympics.
That's huge, folks.
Wow. You must have made a ton of cash with the monster truck stuff, huh? You're trying to make a big investment or into disc golf here. Let's try to. What do you think, Zip? I mean, this guy, he's got to be on board if he's got the cash.
I'm doing okay.
To throw money at a guy like Sorensen.
This guy's got all the cash.
You ever seen Javon D throw?
I have seen Javon D throw, and I feel like he teaches these young guys a lot of stuff. He does.
Right. Well, how about Citrus
Man? And Citrus
Man
does as well.
But you want to sponsor Sorensen?
I think Sorensen might be the big up and coming. He just walked out there this year, you know, and right out of the gate was playing real tough. And that's something to be.
I give him that. But
I mean, that's where Audible Sin was a few years ago, and look what he did last
year. I would
year.
Invest in Citrus Man.
Well, that might be a valid point.
I would.
Invest in Citrus Man a couple of years ago?
I'm still invested heavily in this guy. That's why I'm saying I need, you know, help because I'm losing money fast.
Harp? You're going to use Harp?
But, you know, it's like that show.
You can use Harp to help his disc go further?
Maybe. But, you know, the guy's searching for gold. You know, they're out there digging and digging, and they're just losing and losing. But, you know, you're going to hit that gold and payday. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's Citrus Man. payday comes through, this guy could be on top. No one will ever forget him.
Well, you might be right.
People have already forgotten about like that other guy, Javon D. I think he won so many belts now, people don't even care.
He just got crushed from what I heard, from what the social media networks have been saying. That Javon D guy just got beat down, but we'll see, folks. So we got plenty of footage here. We're here with Honcho and Extends, and should we roll some footage?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Check it out.
Did we get a shot of those jets flying over? I mean, there was information. It was pretty epic. I don't know if we got a shot of that, but it was a big moment for disc golf, I think.
Tell us about it. Well, there was security there, right?
There was a lot of security. The fans were real deep. It was real hard for us to get in there. You know, after the opening ceremony, it was a flyover, you know. There was a big moment, I think, you know. And I'm sorry we didn't have a shot of that to show you guys because it was...
I'd heard that it was like, I think it was Javon D threw a shot and everyone was looking up in the air because it was a sonic boom. But there was no planes, no jets, no nothing. And that was kind of like, whoa. I think that was, you know, that was the disc. But the planes... You know, I'm sorry they weren't there. That was just Javon D. It was just all him throwing the disc.
It was just, oh, all right. Yeah. So I misunderstood. I mean, this is all just hearsay. So
yeah. They were trying to blame it on jets boom. Going over the over. Oh, man. So there was like, none of that. That was like, all Javon D. Boom. When he releases a disc.
Yep.
Like conspiracy theory kind of shit. All right. So I'm on board
folks,
now.
Don't worry. It's just Javon D's throw. And you know what? Citrus Man did a lot of those throws too. You know what I'm saying? That guy, during the teams round, and we're going to get to some of that footage here in just a second, folks. But he in the team round was really bringing it hard. What do you think?
Yeah, well, Team Leopard, those guys, you know, when he's playing with a four-time champion, Javon D, you just have to step up your game and... You know, Citrus Man had a little couple of little baby booms or something you might call them, you know. But he'll pick up, you know. You'll get some more of the big boom action. And Javon D, you get a team up with someone like that, you know. It's like who else could you train from that would be better than that? Maybe Audible no. Sin. I mean, this guy's coming on pretty strong lately, but.
Yeah, I mean, Audible Sin and Sorensen.
Sorensen?
That yeah. Jenkins guy, oh my God. He needed his dogs or something there.
Jenkins really fell off the map on this championship here. He really didn't come to play. He wasn't dedicated. You know, I know he wasn't training coming up to it. And he just, you know, he didn't really come to it. And I feel like, at this point, we might as well mention a couple other people. You know, maybe a Drew Chestnut. Where was that guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Where was he at?
That guy's character. That guy's
a wheeler gentleman. Oh, yeah. He wasn't there either.
Oh, that Jake guy. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't know where those guys were at.
Jake Wheeler. JT with his pizza boxes. Come on. That's just pathetic.
I mean, we all came here to see this big competition, you know, and it was awesome. It was great.
Well, only the
where
best,
were those guys?
Only the best showed up, but these guys were obviously didn't show up because they just knew they didn't have a chance. I only want people to show up for this tournament. You think you can win it?
They're pissed off now.
They have extreme confidence.
Not then. Not later. No.
You got to realize.
We got to call him up.
You got the power to throw it down
call
low.
Call him up and yell at him a little bit, you know?
Now, these guys, yeah. I'd love to have them back. I mean, but how do you give them a confidence boost? You know, these new competitors, like Sorensen, the guy coming on a scene like that, you know, and even Jenkins was scaring, I think he scared Drew away. Drew was like he'd never seen anybody come on like Jenkins.
Yeah, never.
And that messed up his game. So I don't know if Drew or he'll ever be back.
Let's go back to the footage here. Let's see what we got.
Here's Jenkins. He's got a mad...
he's probably talking a lot of crap right now.
Oh, yeah. He's like facing off with all of the sim
right there. Pissed right there.
Hell yeah. I bet.
He's got Jenkins. He's got a wicked snap off the... what do you call that? Sidearm?
Yeah. The guy should have a nickname of Heiser or something because... Oh, man. It was horrible.
He was hitting trees and anything that was...
It's like 9 out of 10...
Except for the basket.
Jenkins shots are Heisers.
They are.
It's like, hey, why don't you work on your game a little bit there, pal?
Oh, here's Citrus Man. He's working with the GoPros, and now the damn things don't even have any footage to play for you tonight, folks.
I heard Javon D almost cut Sorensen in half with one of his incredibly
powerful
drives.
That was during the teams
drives.
Competition.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. But, you know, the belt was on the line.
He's okay, folks. He's all right, you know.
Yeah. Almost cut the guy right in half. Came close.
That's a Citrus Man throw right there into the clouds.
That was a monster drive. It's weird. It's hard to follow. If I'm not mistaken, that was some Citrus ballet.
Yeah, look
what we just saw there.
Looks like Wong from China says Audible Sin will retain.
You want to cruise soon?
All right. Cool. Wow.
I think that, you know, that's a good prediction. He had a very good chance. We'll let you know a little bit here if
that's
he actually held on to that belt.
I guess he's got a lot of fans out there.
I'm going to present that belt tonight. And we got all of everyone else. The whole disc golf crew is out partying tonight. We're kind of like waiting for them to show up in the studio, and then we're going to present the belt, and we're going to hang out with the disc golfers and Team Leopard, Team Blizzard, Team Boss. Was there anybody else? Poncho, was there any other teams in there? I was like...
you know, I think it was just three teams this year for the team competition.
Right. Okay. That's what
I
was thinking.
Yeah. Six guys, three teams. Stiff competition. But, yeah, that was it.
It was great, man. We got a bunch of footage. Citrus Man was all over with those GoPros. And it's unfortunate we're not going to be able to post any of that tonight. But folks, now him and Javon D teamed up and they did the whole disc wrap. You know, disc golf wrap stars. These guys coming out with an opening ceremony. I'm so proud of these guys. I want to see this video edited. I'm almost excited about more than that than the tournament, but of course it's all about the disc golf. I mean, this guy is playing for hours. Audible Sin was just, you know, dropping bombs, and Javon D, Sonic Booms. People looking around, where would that come from?
Sonic Booms, folks. It was articles of clothing exploding. There was boobs popping out. There was beers popping open. It's all there, folks. And we're going to show it to you.
Retained! I'm still a champion!
Are they?
I did. Par. Win on a par.
Dick Extends here with the belt. I'm going to present it to the Audible Sin. He did it again. There you go, buddy. Think of that, huh?
I'm really excited this year. You know, I didn't really know it was going to happen, but now that it did, that's right. It's mine, baby. It's mine again.
For a whole another year.
Yeah, I pulled that out of my safe a few days ago. I handed it over, and I was sorry to see it go, and I'm happy to have it back, real happy, and I won't be giving it up anytime soon.
That's for sure, man. I'm glad to be giving it back to you. I heard you were pretty dominant this year. It wasn't really like as close as some people thought. You know, Javon D came in there, always strong, consistent, but this new guy, Sorensen, came in there, was giving everybody a little scare. And of course, Jenkins starts off strong, and then, you know, he starts hitting trees, and people don't know what to think of that. But, you know, a few other guys didn't even show up. They were chicken out, like Drew Chestnut, and was it the other guy, Jake Wheeler? Ah, these guys, you showed up and you defended your belt, man. I think that's awesome. This is great for the sport of disc golf, and I think this will help us get into the Olympics. What do you think?
I definitely think so. I think we're on the way to the Olympics for sure. I think we've got, 3 years left now to figure it out before the next Summer Olympics. We definitely ought to be in there. And there was a few guys that didn't come to play this year. You know, screw those guys. You know, everybody else that did come to play, they came to play hard, and it was a serious competition. And, you know, we were really excited about it. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, man, I can tell. I mean, I think you're a guy that should be in the Olympics. You should be, like, you know, if it's going to be in there, you're going to be a favorite, you know, from the United States, right? So I heard that maybe this guy, Mike Honchos, I think is his name, he's looking for some sponsors, and he's interested in throwing down some cash for some guys like you. What do you think about that? Is that a pretty good offer he put on the table for you?
You know, I'm not really sure. I definitely am excited about the offer that Honchos given me. Citrus is sponsored, I know that much. Dick Extends has really offered him some great things in the past, and Honcho's offered me some things now. I'm in contact with some other people, and I don't really know what I'm going to do, but I feel like this new, you know, I mean, I retained the belt. I've proven myself now, and if Honcho really wants me, he's going to have to make a real offer as far as I'm concerned. I would
expect, yeah. I mean, because this guy Honcho, I don't know too much about him. He's new to the sport. He's been into, like, you know, monster truck stuff, but he's catching on quick. I don't know, you know, if he's gonna be able to, you know, have the capital that I have to, like, you know, pump a guy up like you. Because you know, I got an offer on the table for you. You know, I'll be submitting my you know, bid for you to get into the Olympics.
Well, and
you know, Javon D, I mean, he can't do it all by himself. So I'm thinking a guy like you is going to help the sport. You know, Citrus Man, too. Every time I know he plays with you, he's like, his game's got to step up. Without you, Javon D, that Citrus Man would be nowhere. You know, when he sees a guy throw like you, he's learning so much every time. And I'm sure a lot of people appreciate that from the videos and everything. Citrus Man, Javon D, these productions. This is great, great stuff for the sport, man. I'm just great to have you as the champ again. I would love to have seen Citrus Man take the belt, of course. I mean, I think he could really, you know, help the sport too. But I'm so proud to have you, man. Audible Sin.
Yeah, I don't know how much those guys learned from Audible Sin, really. I think I've got a lot to learn from those guys. They're definitely the pioneers of the sport, and I'm just happy to be a part of it at this point and really happy to get a double championship. I'm happy. The whole thing. Retain the belt. I couldn't be happier.
Well, congratulations. That's it for the DEDGC belt. Well, we got teams action coming up, folks. It was a two-day event, and we started out with teams. Now, you teamed up, I think, with your brother, Chopper, there, huh? You guys started off pretty good. We'll see. We'll watch some more footage here. But, man, Chopper, he was chopping, man. I think he was, like, Citrus Man was, like, so happy to have him out there. And, of course, me, I was, like, the more competitors, the better. And so what happened towards, there was a second part of the teams competition, and I believe that you actually competed without a teammate, which was a big disadvantage. And I'm not sure if I should reveal how that turned out. We'll watch a little video. How about that? But I think you played very well during that. And again, teams, let's get this stuff going, man. Get into the Olympics. What do you think?
Absolutely, man. Yeah, back to the team competition. You know, I just want to say, as far as the, you know, we had a major injury at the end of the first round, and so my teammate wasn't able to continue. I just want to thank the Flight for Life guys for being able to come in there and get him out. You know, it was epic. So, I mean, you know, and I was able to finish not where I wanted to, but you know, he did pretty good, and he's doing okay. He's, yeah. So.
Yeah, I understand he's fine.
He did.
As soon as you told me, you know, I was like, we'll get a copter there and we'll fly him out right now. So
absolutely, you are right on top of that. We appreciate that.
All right, that's it, folks. We're going to watch some more team competition, and then we got the teams coming up here for a big presentation. We've got an awards and the closing ceremonies. So stick around. Teams, that's a whole other concept and sport, and should be respected too. So we got some new teams champions coming up here for you, folks.
Yeah, brand new event.
Thanks for bringing that into the competition, because that opens up a whole nother batch of whoop ass.
Oh yeah, man. Yep. Team Leopard, they really kicked ass. I mean, they're doing disc golf raps
those
too.
Those guys are incredible.
These guys,
the ceremonies this year, really, they were paramount.
We might have to get a replay of that opening ceremony with Team Leopard did a live rap in the parking lot at Bird's Nest, opening my ceremony for the belt this year. So proud of these guys. And
that Drew Chestnut guy probably wouldn't have done nothing like that.
I don't know, man. I was hoping he'd be there. I'm pretty sure he would have, you know, stepped up and tried to do something, but he's playing chickened out this year. He
chickened out. That guy's such a chump.
It must have been scared.
I don't get that guy.
We've all been there, you know.
Yeah.
But,
Not Citrus Man. He never chickens out of
anything. Citrus Man's the best. Are you kidding? Did you see him in the teams competition? If he played for the belt the second day instead of the first day, he probably would have won.
You know, that's a
he
good.
He could have won.
That's a good that's
like
a good observation.
He needs a warm up around to crush everybody.
He was very strong during the teams competition, and Audible Sin was just it just seemed like he was unstoppable during the belt competition.
Oh yeah,
though.
That
was like
he like
Javon
D
was looked awesome.
Oh, we got a message from social media here. Some guy named Drew.
Drew, is he?
I can Skype in. Oh, he has video.
What's he twittering in there? What is he saying?
Let's see if we can get the Skype thing going. All right, yeah, try it out here. Let's see if it works.
All right, folks. Maybe we'll take a little break and we'll bring Drew Chestnut in from... Where's he at? Where's he living? He's in Colorado.
Kmart, Colorado, folks. That's...
He's coming in from Kmart. Streaming live on Skype. I think you're using Skype, or you went to that
Skype in.
No more. I thought you were going to. Skype. I thought Javon D was switching over to.
That's gay.
Yeah, go to Google Plus or something like that, huh?
I don't know. Some weird stuff. Something other than this crap.
What do you use, honchos? What's your favorite thing there? Skype? You got Google Plus? You got Yahoo? What are you doing over there? You on top of this
I'll
stuff?
I don't
use
any of that mumbo jumbo, man. I ain't
call
got nothing.
Call in now, 303-800 full butt.
Man,
call in now, 303.
I heard Audible Sin is going to be building a website, and you know, you might be able to help them out with that. You got some connections, don't you?
Oh yeah, I have connections. You know, I offered him a contract, but he hasn't given me anything back on it yet.
All right.
See what happens?
Yeah, he said he was taking it in serious consideration. You had a serious offer on the table. And I'm thinking, you know, I might have to outbid you on this. Audible Sin, this guy's he's a star now. You know, Citrus Man, disc golf star. Javon D, the original superstar disc golfer, right?
It's getting bigger every
Audible
day.
Audible Sin. He's in there, man. I think you're seeing what I'm seeing.
I think so. That's the only reason I offered him any kind of contract. I really don't like the guy, you know.
What don't you like about him? I mean, there's the guy.
You know,
I like that about him.
I don't
He's
I don't
so
like the
confident,
cockiness.
This guy.
You know, he obviously comes to play.
He's a winner two times now.
You know, he's just a young guy. Doesn't know what he's doing.
What he was? And, he just won the.
I feel like he might be getting.
He just won this belt 2 years in a row. I think he knows what he's doing now.
But it, you know, he missed out on the Colorado belt.
Obviously, you see something in him. That's
my pocketbook sees something.
He sees some dollars in this guy. He's got talent.
Maybe so. I don't like the guy. He might make some money.
Well, I love the guy. He's won this belt two times now. He's an incredible disc golf player. Citrus Man will probably beat him down, you know, because he never
quits.
Well,
we opened up the phone lines, 303-804-BUD. You can Skype in Drew Chestnut style, Javon D Radio on Skype. Oh, here we go. Let's see if we can get this guy in here. Yeah,
right,
where
can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. That's Drew Chestnut.
All right. Let me see if I can hear
this
you.
This guy.
Drew Chestnut. This guy could not compete
Hold
this year.
He did not
He was lame.
Qualify for the belt.
He was fucking lame. Bye. I mean, that's what I think Citrus Man would probably throw that in a rap.
Drew's, he's on the phone right now. Drew.
Yeah. This guy's on the horn right now. He's like probably got some kind of Macintosh piece of crap.
I'm waiting for my my video to sync up here.
Oh yeah, sure.
I'm sure you was. What were you doing out there, Drew? You're like you're making plans and shit, probably, right?
I've been working too much, and there we go. I can see you guys.
What happened, man? I can't believe I didn't see you out there on the disc golf course this year. Just very disappointing.
Pathetic.
I requested it off. Let me put in some headphones. Because I'm going to have echo from my my stereo.
What kind of rig you got running over there? Hurry up.
All right. I know.
This is like...
the stereo, it's a whole...
What's this guy think this is over here?
How's Honcho? How's the crew?
Honcho's...
We're doing good.
He's disappointed too, man. What
Honcho's
how
man.
Could you? How could you miss a tournament like this that you came so close to winning last year?
You know, thanks for at least remembering that. I was awfully close, and I was heartbroken to not be able to make it this year. I requested the days off, whatever it was. Like, when you put that notice up about the DEDGC, I think it was 2 or 3 months ago,
yeah.
I requested those days off that day. And then our executive chef quit, and we've been short-staffed, and so I was stuck having to work. And I know these types of events, these caliber of events, only come up twice a year.
Right. Well, you got a family over there to support, and I understand. So, you know, maybe next year I'll let you in. I don't know.
I gotta turn off the stream.
What do I got to give you? Like, how much notice do you need? I mean, you're a disc golf. You're right on the edge of being a disc golf star, buddy. Do you want to be sponsored by one of these? You know, big money guys, or do you want to be in a kitchen cooking or something, whatever, filling in for guys that are taking days off? This is disc golf, buddy. You got a big chance here to make yourself look awesome.
You know, I've actually been at the disc golf store. I've been looking at those avalanches. No, blizzards, I mean. I've been looking at those blizzards.
Whoa, Blizzard Boss?
That's a big deal, those Blizzard
That's
discs.
Team Blizzard yeah. Boss just played tonight. That's crazy.
Yeah, that would be very good.
Tell me, was Jake able to make anything this weekend?
Oh, God, that guy.
No.
Come on, that guy. What a bunch of crap. He ain't even, yeah.
I'm going to have a serious talk with him because I'm going to see him this week. I'm going to sit him down.
Jake the Snake, though, yeah, you know, if he ever comes back to this competition, be afraid.
You know what I'm saying?
Because, anytime he steps onto a disc golf course, people are going to like take notice. Of course, with you too, but...
There's your beer. I was waiting for you guys to start drinking. I've got a little bit of vino here.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
Are you kidding me? Cheers. Yeah. We're drinking, man.
Yeah, this is my second glass.
Oh, man, I can't believe that you and Jake Wheeler weren't out here in a teams competition.
Unbelievable.
I don't know if I want Jake as my teammate. I'd have to do a lot of heavy lifting if he was my teammate.
I'll tell you what, there's a new guy, Sorensen, that is coming in strong.
Big time.
Team came to play, champion. Man. Team first year team champion, Sorensen.
Yeah, we're going to present him
like
and
last year.
Jenkins. Can you believe it? Him and Jenkins teamed up. They're the new team's champions.
Team champs. Yep. So good luck, buddy.
No, give me a recap, because I was unable to see the cast last night. So, like, was it like a day one winner and a day two winner?
We had day one for the belt, for the DEDGC. And Alba Sin took that, man. We started off Bird's Nest, finished it up over at, what was it called? Zip, help me out here.
Interlocking,
man.
Yeah.
And I remember you there last year tossing the disc over water. You were outstanding.
At Interlocking, I fell apart.
Well, you didn't hit water. Audible Sin actually, threw one in the water.
I hit water at Interlocking last DEDGC. I put one in that little irrigation canal. It was unbelievable. I think, it was only like the fourth hole, and Gavin parked it and got a birdie, and I wound up with a five or a six on that hole.
Damn. Well, it was just exciting, and the drama was all there this year. I just wish you could have been there. I mean, I think Jake Wheeler is a great partner for you. You guys can very well have taken this team's competition. It was close all the way to the end.
Well, yeah, tell me the scores.
Let's see. Do we have the scores? I don't know. I think Jenkins and actually Sorensen started pulling ahead. Every time I turned around, I heard, chains ringing. I was like, damn, it's Sorensen again. This guy is coming on. No one could stop him. It was really amazing. We tried every technique that we could. The guy just could not be thrown off. So him and Jenkins are the first team's competition winners. I just hope you can come out for the Colorado belt and compete for that again.
So did Gavin have a partner?
Gavin had his bro.
Okay.
And the guy stepped up after his bro was seriously almost, well, we called in the copters. He was airlifted out of the freaking disc golf course.
Sounds like a good use of resources.
Turns out he's fine. He's fine. He's back with his wife. Everything's fine. But I wanted to make sure this guy was all right. Gavin, guy competed the rest of the teams on his own without a partner, which is huge disadvantage. He still competed and he was way up there, but
Now did Gavin have to carry two people's worth of beer by himself?
That's a good concern. He didn't drink twice as much beer, but he didn't win the belts and he didn't win the
drink a lot of
teams competition anyway. Gavin won. He already won the big belt, the actual tournament there, individuals. It was really laxed. He had an awesome partner's bro. Guys were kicking ass. It was all the way to the end, man. We got some more footage of that? We can play it. Gavin had one of the most outstanding. He had the drive of the tournament. This guy threw it so far. It was just your jaw dropped because everyone else was like almost half the distance and you were like, how did he do that? It just went snaked up around and went around the hill and over the trees and damn near dropped in the basket. And
I'm going to try to load up the feed and I'm going to mute it so I can watch this footage while I talk to you.
All right. You queuing that up? I think Zip, you got Javon D's stream ready to,
nope,
to plug in there.
What are we loading?
The team's competition.
This dude, chestnut right guy sucks. Alright, let's load up.
On recording here, okay.
Come on.
There you go. That's all you get. Okay?
It was beautiful out there. It was the most beautiful days of disc golf you could imagine. You were out there at White Hawk, I think, at a time when it was blistering hot and just miserable. Well, today was just beautiful.
Does you get a little angry when you're hungry? Better. You're not
nice. Hey, click the remove ads button on top of that video there, buddy.
Nice.
I'm muted anyway.
Those guys are the best.
Remove those ads. That's,
remove those ads.
Javon D was all over that. He was like, people didn't want ads.
Free ad.
He
free
got rid of that
ad
shit
removal.
Quick.
Oh, he's probably got a max. That doesn't work. So. Eat that.
Well, tell me, Drew, have you been playing disc much? I mean, are you going to be
that
ready for the Colorado belt? Are you going to be ready to compete?
Since the Summer Slam event of the Colorado belt. And so my game's probably pretty rusty. But I am planning over the wintertime maybe a trip back through Mongolia. And then I was thinking also Southeast Asia, the jewel, Vietnam. And I was going to play around landmines and blow up some baskets down there in Nam.
Well, that's very impressive. I hope that you make it through that and come back and compete again, because we need guys like you. We're almost in the Olympics now. This sport is blowing up, and Gavin is a superstar along with Citrus Man Javon D. You want to be a part of this? You got to be there for the tournament. You got to be look. Audible Sin is being sponsored now. Looks like he's got a huge deal from Mike Honchos, who's like a big financial backer. Wants to get him worldwide.
A NASCAR owner?
Excuse me?
Is Mike Honcho a NASCAR owner?
He's been in the...
He's here, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, most certainly. I have my fingers in a lot of aspects of racing and general things that go fast.
A lot of asses?
I'm sorry, no, not asses. Things that go fast.
Oh, and fast women.
Sure, yeah, and a few of those. And but I'd like to get my hands into disc golf now. So I'm ready to sponsor somebody.
It's
I was thinking about you, Drew. After last year's competition here, but this was the big teller here, and now. Now it's Audible Sin. He won, so I offered him a contract.
Let me ask you, Honchos, would you consider Drew Chestnut if you saw some of the footage of him playing last time? Are you impressed with him at all? Would you be willing to throw down some financial backing for this guy?
He was definitely on my list going into the competition.
I mean, I know you don't like Jenkins.
No, definitely. I'll never back
Jenkins. That guy's horrible.
But Drew Chestnut, I mean, that guy has a little more talent here.
I think Drew is definitely a competitor.
Okay.
But, I'll never back Jenkins.
All right.
Sorensen, too.
Down with Jenkins.
Down with Jenkins. That guy, oh, my God, he talks so much shit, and he can't even finish the damn round.
He
got hammered.
He's finished. He's a finisher.
He's doing it. Oh, he finished. He's
bumper stickers. I'll put one on the back of the John Deere right now.
He's a perfect example of what that Jade Von D guy says about leaving in a casket. There you go. There's Jenkins there.
He damn near did, man. He was dead. I mean, I looked him in the face, and he was just white.
Yeah,
he was a ghost.
He
was like, dude, should we bury you right now?
I think they did actually resuscitate him at some point during the competition.
He requested to be like just DQ.
Thank God it wasn't.
And Citrus Man gave
him
a look that was like, what the hell are you doing here? You DQ yourself? You know. The dude like trooped it through last three. He threw the disc over a family, and it was like they were wheeling kids with and baskets themselves, and he was aiming for the kids in the back. He thought the basket was the... Oh, never mind.
I follow.
He was damn near close, man. He scared a family. That's what I'm saying. And
he didn't even know.
Yeah. He didn't remember the next day.
Idea.
We were trying to, refresh his memory, and he was like, oh, never happened. It did. We got it on film. Pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, we got everything documented, archived. We got council credits to set up some great video, folks. So I hope you're enjoying the show. And
oh, yeah.
We are live with Drew Chestnut, a competitor, previous competitor that has failed to qualify for the recent competition. And it's good to get his insight, because, you know, he sucks, and it's too bad, because, you know, it's like everybody does, yeah. I guess. You know, it's like...
I mean, you're basically one more guy for Javon E to crush, and you didn't show up because that would have been too tough for you, right?
Well, hey.
Wait. You couldn't. You had to work. Okay. You had to work. You had something better to do. There was something better to do than to compete the DEDGC.
It was circumstances outside of my control, and I don't think I need to continue explaining it. Believe me, I'm crushed, and there's really only two events during the year that I don't miss.
All right, buddy, I believe you, man. I want you back. You're going to be back here next year.
I was wiping a tear right there.
Why don't you sponsor him?
I want you back in the tournament. Come on,
Dick.
Drew. We
missed
you.
Sponsor this guy if you mean it.
I'm ready to sponsor. I'm trying to put in my bid for Audible Sin. This guy's a superstar.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And,
you can't afford
not
that
show
guy.
Up this year. I don't know what I can't really base anything off you except for that you didn't show up. You know, you were honest. You weren't like a Jake Wheeler said, "I'll be there," and then just we never heard from him again.
Shit about this guy, because
appreciate that.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, maybe I can take Jake up to the college campus course in Steamboat this week, and I'll take him apart. On that disc golf course, and, you know, just make him feel bad, remind him of his place in this tournament, and that he doesn't bring much heat to the table.
Well, that'd be awesome. I hope you documented a little bit of that too, and we'll
Ooh,
throw it up
idea.
On a stream. We'll see what Jake Wheeler has to say about all this, because now we're hugely disappointed. I know he didn't make the Colorado belt, and now he doesn't make the Dick Extends. You know, my big tournament here. I just started this up, and. Come on, you guys. Let me down again, huh? Don't let it happen.
Never again.
There
never
you
again.
Have it, folks.
Cheers.
Drew Chestnut.
Hope to see you soon.
A pathetic case in disc golf.
I'll drink to that. It was pathetic. I should have quit my job. And I'm being completely serious. I should have quit my job and gone to this tournament.
Duh.
You could have. I'm glad to hear that.
Thanks for calling in.
Tell Jake we missed him too, and
him
I hope you guys put a team together, compete.
Everybody's cut off. Get a teammate and rub his Johnson. We'll be right back.
We're Team Leopard and we play disc golf. If you don't like it, then fuck off. We're Team Leopard and we play disc golf. If you don't like it, then fuck off.